Alright, and we are back to Rollin' Nerdy. We are doing D&D.
And we haven't been killed yet.
Yay!
Or gained any experience.
Yay!
Yeah, you have gained experience, we just have to keep track of it.
We have gained experience in life.
Exactly.
Which life is an useless. Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass experience.
Alright, you are following along what is known as the Highway. Highways existed for as long as local memory recalls and was probably built by elves.
Oh, that old?
Yeah, that old.
That's probably every story.
They say everything's built with elves.
Yep.
Built by elves. All those vendors down in the bazaar, they're always like, hey, this was built by elves.
Yeah,
like,
sure, yeah. Sure it was. Yeah.
This was built by elves.
Sure.
You're pointing to your penis.
That was built by elves,
reporting, too. You're reporting to your man. It was just kind of
I think that was built by dwarves.
Dwarves, yeah. Dwarven construction.
All right, so everybody give me a perception of 15.
Is it sight-based?
Yes.
Son of a bitch!
No.
Yeah.
I rolled a 15, but I have a minus one.
15.
8.
All right, as you're traveling along 18. The highway...
Has it been a new day?
Have
we rested?
Yes. Nice. Yes. Who beat the 15?
I got a 15.
The two of you will see cart tracks. You can't really see cart tracks on the road because it's paved with stones, but cart tracks going off.
So it's like cobblestones?
Yes. Cart tracks going off of the highway leading into the woods.
Hey, there's anyone noticing those, the cart tracks? Going off the road?
Noticing
kind of weird. Why would a cart leave the highway?
Either the hiding the booze, or he's going to see his...
Or hiding the booze.
His lover.
Or going to the bathroom or seeing a lover.
You don't know for certain that's even his cart.
I don't know I don't know what kind of relationships the cart has.
Yeah, I mean, how busy is the highway? I mean...
People don't do a lot of walking and traveling by carts around here because they got... thousands of other kinds of ways of getting around.
So since I've traveled up and down, why would the hell would they make me haul this stuff by cart?
Because it's a small load and it'd be expensive to transport by
so
ship or train.
The amount of times that I've transported the ale back and forth, does this look like a spot where a cart would normally leave the trail to go?
No.
All right, so
and
it was attacked.
You have had sage training?
Yeah.
You got some local history, local geography, or any sort of thing like that?
I have history.
All right, give me a history 12.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much
19.
Biology.
This part of the forest...
That was obvious. You don't know what sex is.
...is known as the Dark Forest. It is old-growth forest, and people are afraid to go in there for some reason.
Sounds perfect. Let's go.
What he said.
Who said? Who are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't hear that? Sorry.
Anybody feeling
have,
okay?
It's survival for tracking now?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody have survival?
I do.
Survival 15.
Remember what we talked about?
23. What are we talking about?
On your phone.
I got a 15.
I'll remind you.
Okay.
We have a lot of survivors.
Okay. You know that the trail is about 5 days old, which would be about the time that Hubert should have been here.
Yeah, because he's been missing for
5 days. Stupid.
Is
Hubert.
It Hubert or Herbert?
Whatever.
Herbert. I wrote Hubert.
Okay.
You said Herbert.
Okay, then I have the problem that
Hubert.
His Dresden File character has, and I don't remember human people's names.
You did say Herbert.
Okay.
Well, Hubert Farnsworth.
I may have written Herbert. Let me see. I think I wrote Hubert. I did. I wrote a U. Hubert. So it's Hubert. I just mispronounced it the first time.
Because right. I also wrote Galeni's name wrong, too. Because I heard Galeni, not Galena. So I've been calling their names wrong since I was 11.
Well, that might have been just because she's kind of a bitch.
It depends. She might become soup one day.
Yeah.
I always found her to be very nice.
It didn't work for her.
Back to the tracks.
Back to the tracks. Let's go ahead and find this Herbert.
Hubert.
Hmm?
Hubert.
Hubert?
Hubert.
What are you doing, Libby? What are you doing? We're recording.
She's like zombieing over to the vegetables.
No, I'm not.
Libby's like, very, very subtly, I'm doing quotey fingers so that you can't see, very subtle, like, you know, stealing some of the snacks that we have at the table.
And I'd take this whole tray if I could.
Take it.
All right, take it.
Cool.
Take it.
So the forest, as you go in, is dark.
Oh, look, cake.
Clearly very dark.
We found cake because you removed the vegetables all the way.
The forest is dark and clearly very old, but it is no way as sinister as the villagers would suggest, or people, it's not just villagers. Well-spaced trees, huge oaks, maples, and a scattering of small pines and birch.
You know any?
Dead leaves and twigs crackle under your feet, making silent movement difficult. Occasionally there are mushrooms and lady slippers.
So every time I'm walking...
There's shoes out here?
No, it's a...
That's a flower.
So every time I'm stepping on a twig, I'm like, oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry, mate. Did you know them? Did oh, sorry about that. Was that a friend?
About this, since I spent a lot of time in forests and such.
What do you know about trees and shit?
I'm taking notes about the forest. Okay.
17.
There are a lot of ravens flying around here, more than there should be.
Just that.
That's nevermore.
That's so raven. Don't laugh. You're only encouraging
to yourself. Yeah. If you don't tell them, then I assume that you kept it to yourself.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Okay.
Asshole.
And by the way, I made the survival, barely.
Right? Asshole.
I made the survival check that we did before. Is that just...
That's just so you know where the tracks go.
Okay.
Five days old.
All right.
Okay, so...
Keep tracking on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, those were words, I think. Maybe.
Looks good to me.
Well, let's
so,
go.
So, yeah, I'm gonna take to the treetops.
What the?
Jump from tree to tree and follow along that way.
That's impressive.
Not really for a spider. I mean,
no, for me. That's impressive. I can't leap from tree to tree.
All right, after you follow the cart path. It's not really a path. The cart tracks for about a mile. And you come to a place where it appears the tracks go in both directions.
Wait, like the cart splits in half?
That's good.
Obviously. Like
the cart has gone both north and south in this direction for some reason. Like he was wandering around out here.
Does it look like he could have possibly like made a circle around and come back through?
It's Schrodinger's cart.
Did he look
it
like he
simultaneously went both left
cart,
and right?
And then sent it off in one direction. No, he did not stop and make another cart. It is possible that he went all the way around and came back.
Okay. I mean, could we like look at the tracks and kind of like discern like the direction of the
most recent?
17.
Yeah, maybe the most recent tracks.
Nah, not quite.
Yes!
Okay, I'm just going to go with her then.
Okay, so his most recent direction would have been to the south.
The most recent one goes that way.
You could tell that from the grass?
Yeah, I just don't know how I missed that. That makes sense, yeah.
She all got right. two for you, it's okay.
You see right.
No,
that's
okay.
I pat you on your shoulder. It's okay, Bart. Everyone has their talents.
Yeah, you do. You see a lot of ravens circling an area to the north of where you are, Athney.
That's not a good sign.
What? Sorry.
You see a bunch of ravens circling an area to the north.
All right.
I'm going to jump down next to Deidre.
Don't do that.
Along came a spider.
And sat down beside her.
And frightened Miss Deidre.
And the ravens?
Ravens, yes.
Nevermore.
That is odd. There are ravens circling. I didn't think ravens circled.
Would I know anything about that?
They're up north direction.
No.
Would it be survival to know if that's a normal thing?
Nature.
Or is it not?
Probably knowledge nature.
Oh, I have nature knowledge.
All right. 15.
Hey, a 10.
Nope, I got a 14.
You don't have a clue.
I don't know why they're nurse circling. That's kind of odd. It's nothing I've ever read about.
What? They're birds. They circle.
Oh, I got an 18. No, I got a 20.
Can you roll that on thingy?
Yeah, I just don't get the proficiency bonus.
Proficiency bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do too.
I just choose to have Barton act like he don't know how to, he doesn't know how to survive outside.
I got a 15
outside of the city.
That's not your area.
When they do that, they're usually following a huge raven, which are semi-intelligent, very large ravens.
Ravens aren't small to begin with. Ravens are like,
no, they're all bite-sized.
Well, huge ravens are person, people size. They're medium creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I want one.
I know, me too. Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
She doesn't want one in the dragon sense.
No, dragon. I'm talking food sense.
So does it look you're comprehending what might could be going on?
Ravens completely different ways.
Make a blackbird pie.
1 in 20 blackbirds?
Pretty good, actually, if you've ever had her pie.
No. I don't know what's going on over there.
If she'd let me. If she'll let me sample her pie.
She makes great pie. I'm sure she'll let you have some.
Yeah, but you've got to let me have some because you poured out the soup last time.
It wasn't her soup.
That we can convince her to search for us.
I was hungry for like 5 minutes after
that. You're the people person.
A people person, not bird person.
What about birds?
It's smart enough to be a people.
I'll talk
to it. What about birds?
I'll talk to it.
What, the ravens?
Yeah, like, usually when ravens circle like that, they're being a great raven?
Huge raven.
Like,
huge.
They're like people size. And they're really smart. They usually, like, lead them around.
I get my book of lore out. Okay. Do I have anything
where
in ravens?
Where did you keep that?
In your backpack.
Oh, yeah. Why am I carrying your shit?
12.
You're not carrying his shit. You're carrying his book.
His shit. That's shit, right?
Is there anything in my book on it?
He doesn't shit books. We've talked about this.
Just what I told him.
Anything worth knowing is worth finding out by experience. Just saying.
Ravens, even a huge raven, would not attack a human usually, but they do sometimes collect shiny things. They sometimes have...
Well, they'll have shiny stuff from what this is. They don't normally attack people.
Well, no. We might be able to get its help from something shiny.
Yeah, it might also have some of the stuff that belonged to Hubert.
It's possible.
Turn around.
All right. That's all right. I don't even notice.
Either way, it's worth investigating, I think. I mean, the tracks aren't going anywhere.
You get 16
strength. I know, but
it's easier to get it out of your bag. Do the going in that general direction?
But you're also... You know, walking around
the north.
Remember, they went both ways, but the most recent ones went to the south.
Yeah, so the recent ones go to the south. The birds are up north.
Okay.
I can take care of this. I can go both ways.
I think we should split the party.
Yeah, that always works. Splitting the party.
No. You might be new to this, but you don't do that.
I say we go find out.
You know how, like, in a horror movie where someone goes, I'll be right back?
I agree.
And they die?
It's hilarious.
Same thing.
I agree. We should go north. See what the birds are circling about.
We may have to cough up some shiny objects to negotiate with.
I don't have a whole lot of shiny.
I am glaring at you, and it rarely happens. You can't have my ladle.
Do you have a shiny ladle? Well, the only thing...
If we only had a gem of some sort.
Part of me, you can't take it.
I know of a gem that we could look. That we could get.
I wondered if anybody would catch it.
Oh, I caught it. I just can't believe you did it.
Well, the only shiny things I have.
She looks at it. Part of me. Yeah. I wasn't talking about you.
The only shiny stuff I have are, like, you know, the keys that I've been collecting, you know, to try and find.
I have a little bit of gold,
treasure. And I have a shiny tube that I don't know how it works. But it has the thing that flip. I found a flashlight as part of my character creation. But it doesn't work anymore.
Well, we'll head that way, maybe. Maybe we got enough stuff to negotiate with.
So wait. You have a flashlight? When did we end up...
A fleshlight. No. Don't get it wrong. It's a fleshlight.
No. We can't promote that because we're not getting kickbacks from the product. No, it's a flashlight, but he said...
No, if they... If they want to sponsor us.
I mean, I know what it is.
You should not.
You should not. Yes, but, you
basically,
know, internet.
All of my friends are teenage high school boys. It just happens, man.
Yeah.
And it gets brought up a lot.
All right, so we go to the area the birds are circling. You get there and you see an ox on the ground.
It doesn't look like a raven.
The ravens are eating the ox, and the huge raven is there. And as soon as you come through the clearing and the big raven sees you...
I'm not going to be going out of that clearing.
It says, I can't really talk like a raven, but be gone!
We don't want to take your food. I mean, it looks delicious. But we just want to know, did you see a cart?
It's right there.
The cart is not there.
The ox is there.
No. The ox is there, but the cart is not.
Is
You're putting the ox before the cart.
Hubert.
No, it's already there.
Yeah, you guys would probably recognize some distinguishing mark that is Hubert's ox. But the
it has a hat on it.
The big raven is walking towards you aggressively. Gleetors or be gone.
I bow low, my lord raven. We just seek the owner of the ox that you feast on. I can pay you in gold.
He stops.
Or this thing is shiny. The flashlight. Got nothing else to do with it.
Yes,
it's reflective.
Yes.
But you gotta tell us where the cart is.
Well, Herbert.
Yeah.
Hubert. And the guy with it, yes. Yeah.
Did you just smack my bad. Smack the raven?
No, I just smacked the mosquito.
I guess we're going to fight.
Nevermore.
Nevermore.
No, I just
Nevermore.
Killed the mosquito.
I was like,
smack the raven, nevermore.
I'm like, bitch, be cool.
This thing has very low intelligence, so I'm trying to not.
What
not
is
be able
its
to,
intelligence? If it's above a three,
it is three.
Okay, yeah, so it's not too bright. Yeah, he may not even understand the crap that I just said.
The tree with wheels.
Describe Hurt Hubert. Who cares about his cart? We need to find
holding
him.
Holding out his wing for something. You gonna give him the flashlight?
Well, go with the coins first.
And then he points.
Wait, will he take the coins?
Then he points to the north.
Too late.
I don't know what the flashlight does.
To the northwest, the path that goes to the northwest. And then he goes back to eating the ox.
As far as I know, the flashlight's useless. Because it hasn't worked since I got it.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know where Edmund is.
Fitzgerald?
No.
Dantes?
You have a flashlight in a fantasy setting. Where's the wardrobe at?
There is no wardrobe. Or lion. Or witch.
Where's the street lamp?
Yeah, see, there it is.
He just got it.
Yeah. that's what we add to it, you know, so eventually someone will get the references. I didn't catch it at first, but...
Sorry, I just thought it Edmund Fitzgerald.
I shrug and start going to the northwest.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
We are very easily led. Just pointing that out.
What? We're following the clues. This is what you do.
Yeah. Every time.
All right, I stop. Where do you think we should go?
Look, there's a blue paw print. That tells us it's a clue. Eventually, we're going to sit in our thinking chair and think.
Where do you think we should go, Maps?
Hey, north to west, I believe it was. Sounds good to me.
Here's a map. He would actually know where we need to go.
No, it's makes. Sorry.
It's fine.
It's probably the way he writes it in his books.
All right, so you follow the path around for about 2 miles.
Is it a brick road? Is it yellow?
No.
Damn it.
I thought it was Maps. Is it Mapes?
Mapes, yeah.
As a
it's Maps now.
Yeah. He's going to call you Maps. I'll keep correcting him. It'll be a gag.
Like everything else we do.
Hopefully yep. Not an epic level gag.
No. Hopefully by that point, you know, we'll just
have learned your name.
or you change your name to Maps.
All right, at this point in the path, a spring gurgles down from the hills. The sparkling water gathers in a muddy pool.
Oh, okay.
The trail begins on the other side of the pool.
All right.
So you can either go around, which is going to add about a half a mile, or you could go through the mud. Looks like it might be about knee deep.
Oh, yeah.
Or chest deep for me.
You're on a horse.
Of course.
Of course.
But no one can talk to this horse.
Of course.
Of course.
Unless, of course,
it's a talking horse.
The famous Mr. Ed?
No, he's the one that had the flashlight, remember?
Oh. Go through the mud or around the mud?
Through the mud.
You first.
All right.
Are there still trees?
It looks like regular mud. Nothing unusual, nothing... Not like a tar pit or anything like that, because I want to avoid tar pits.
Dinosaurs and tar pits have a bad
It looks like
thing.
Regular mud.
I want to avoid a tar pit if at all possible.
Right, I'll poke the staff in the mud as I go through.
Is it just a pit? How long is it?
It's a mud hut. It's wide. It's like probably about a mile wide.
Oh, God.
Damn. You could go around to the north by going about a half a mile out of your way.
Oh.
Or you could go across it, which is like a quarter of a mile across.
Well, my vote is to go around.
It's up to you guys. I can hold my breath for quite a while.
I really want a muddy dress.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about if it gets deep anywhere.
Oh, there we'll go around it. I'll turn and go north, go around it.
Okay.
All right, I already started to swash into it. Okay, all right, never mind.
I'm like, you said we had elephants, right?
I don't want my elephant to get dirty.
Your elephant probably wants to get dirty.
That'd probably be awesome.
That's silly. Why would anybody want to get dirty?
Haven't you heard the expression, like an elephant in mud?
No.
Happy as an elephant in mud? It's a saying. It's been... They say it all over Thrun. Thrun. Thrun.
I believe I've only heard that out of your mouth.
I'd be surprised.
So we avoid the mud, go around, and keep going.
All kinds of things come from my mouth.
Most of them need a shot. This time it's a few more miles. It's like 5 or 6 miles, so it's getting on toward the afternoon. And you've been traveling mostly through jungle, but then you come upon a hill that distinguishes itself from the rest because it's bigger. It has an unnaturally domed shape. It does not have any trees on it.
The barrow?
And the top of the hill is ringed by large red mushrooms.
Score!
Fairy circle.
I'm going to... A nature check on the mushrooms.
Fairy.
Are you going to the top of the hill? It's sized hill.
No, Christy. Christy. You cannot, like, up and say things when your character doesn't.
Yeah, because I'm going to draw to make a...
It's a fairy mound.
Okay.
A representation in my book, so I need to get a closer look.
So you're going up to the mushrooms.
Yeah.
You get up there, it is a clear circle at the top of the hill. The mushrooms make a ring on the top of the hill.
Do I recognize the mushrooms?
No. You have not seen
them. Can I make a
nature
check?
They are not in your lore book.
Or a nature check.
Or a nature check will not tell you what they are.
What about the cook? Are these edible?
Does the ring seem familiar to me?
I'd say you got about a 50-50 shot.
Nope.
Dying.
I'm going to sit down in the middle of the ring and start sketching it out.
You walk into the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Everybody else disappears. You're standing in the ring alone. It is now dark.
Hello?
And you guys, what you saw was him walk across the thing and disappear.
Oh, damn it. All right, so I'm going to jump in the ring.
Yeah, I have to,
I was going
to
turn around and walk back.
Well, as far as I know, you teleported away to so far off land. Yeah. All right,
maybe
so jump into the ring.
The other side.
Damn it, Val.
Dang it.
All right, you step into the mushroom ring, but you're still standing on a grassy mound. The sky is dark now. You don't know... Why it got dark. A new moon visibly glides across the heavens, shining brightly across the treetop, much larger than you've ever seen. The thin crescent illuminates the scene surprisingly well.
It's not the full
Wait, no, you just vanished when you went across in that thing.
No, you vanished.
No, well, from our perspective, so we came here to make sure you were okay.
Can we get
I am presently okay.
You see no mushrooms where you are. It looks like the same hill, but there's no mushrooms. And it's dark.
I don't think this is Kansas anymore.
What's this Kansas you speak of?
It's just a little band I heard over in...
Called Chicago?
The minstrels?
Called Chicago?
No. Not a state. It was a city. Kansas is a bunch of dust in the wind. So, anything else here?
So you're standing. Nope, you don't see anything now. You're standing on top of this. Dark.
Can I make an arcana check to discern what may have happened to us? Other than that, I'm going to assume that we were teleported.
I'll try stepping out of where the mushrooms would be.
15. You're still in the dark place.
21.
We're in the upside down.
You think you went through an elaborate illusion?
I think we went through a gate.
You're probably right.
So, Not Hubert.
No, I don't know where we're at. We could try to discern our location if someone is good at reckoning with the stars.
I wonder if Hubert walked into here. And he
that would be a survival, now. Would it not?
Try survival.
I'll try that survival roll since it's a knowledge thing. I think
23.
No, I got. No, I've never seen these stars before in my life. Stars? What stars?
Stars? No, look up.
Oh, up. Oh,
those there.
I'm a dwarf. I live underground.
I understand.
These are not the right stars.
What do you mean I've never seen these stars, and I know if I've seen these stars before.
I mean, not the right stars.
So, do you know where you might see these stars at?
They don't. No, they're not. They're not the constellations you used.
Beverly
to
Hills.
No.
I look around at the plants. Do the plants look the same?
Things look larger. Survival 18.
If it's plants, is it nature based?
It is, yes.
It's either nature based for me. If it's survival,
What you got? 10? No.
Bart's been raised in city. He has no idea about survival.
That's not good enough.
Okay.
14.
Nope, not good enough.
All right, so what's surrounding the hill? Is it the same forest, only bigger?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't see very far because at the bottom of the hill
it's night.
Forest. It is dark.
We should probably camp here. It's probably not safe to move around in this place.
Apparently, it's not safe to stay here. Get bamfed to places.
Well,
yeah,
if we were going to get
kind of out in the open up here on this hill, though.
You're also on the top of the hill, so you had good view of everything around you. As long as you don't silhouette
yourself. Is there any hills or anything where there might
okay.
be a cave we could camp in, or is this all?
Is it cold?
Forest?
Other than the hill you're on, everything is covered with jungle. So you. All right.
So yeah, this is probably the best place for us.
So
to
the be. Grass looks big too.
Survival check, 15.
I got a 19.
There are no weeds.
There's
the
no
grass
weeds.
Is beautiful. There are no weeds.
Manicure.
Yeah, but it's.
It's. No, it's not high. It's. Oh. It's very. Just the plants are like flowers are bigger than normal. And
is this a druid?
I was just wondering if we got shrunk.
Oh no.
Okay, because
not that much bigger. Just
okay.
Honey, I shrunk
the hill's
the party.
Same size.
Honey, I shrunk the gaming party.
Right, or is this an obviously different hill?
No, it seems to be the same hill, okay. Except no mushrooms
and wrong stars.
And wrong stars.
Fairy circle.
I like the druid grove idea. I think that might be.
That doesn't explain the change in the stars and the constellations.
Well, then we ask the druid, or the fairy, or whatever.
Do you see a druid or a fairy?
Druid! Show yourself!
Who's to say
I don't know, you have been talking pretty funny, huh?
Who's to say it's not both?
Not you, the other.
Oh.
Perception 15.
No.
Sight-based?
16.
No, this is hearing.
16.
Again! I roll what I needed, but I have a negative one.
Something is coming in this direction from the jungle that's kind of big, like horse size.
Something is coming this way. From which direction did you say?
From the south.
From the south, and it's big.
I'm going to hide on the north side.
It sounds like a horse.
Everyone hears a shout in a language you don't understand, I'm assuming.
What is the language?
What language?
I speak Common, Dwarven, Draconic, Infernal, Abyssal, and Sylvan.
No.
Draconic and Orcish and Common.
No.
Druidic, Sylvan, and Common.
No.
I did not give myself a
guess. I speak Arachnid, Common, and Elven, so I'm guessing that that's just like a functional knowledge of how to kind of read it.
It's like knowing ancient Egyptian.
If you're thinking Elven or Sylvan,
you don't know what the person said.
Like spoken or the ancient.
You don't know what the person said, but it sounds like Elven.
I've never heard Elven spoke. So.
think of Elven
what
like
thought
Latin,
happened.
You know, like it's Latin or something like that.
I think we've gone back in time.
What?
I would say we have to get out of here, but
gotta
we don't
back
know how to do
that time.
All right. As you're standing there, a giant stag comes out of the jungle and starts coming up the hill. Huge rack.
Oh, nice rack.
Nice rack. I shoot my magic missile at it.
I knew it.
Come on.
I knew
it. It was huge.
It's huge.
I almost said I knew it was coming, but I didn't want to.
You know, I've never heard Elvin spoke, but that sounded like what I would think it was.
If you think of it like in Stargate, the movie,
yeah.
When they had all the translations and stuff.
Wait.
That's what I've kind of
I need to figure out my languages.
Does it sound...
How many languages do you get? Just the ones that...
It looks like it's running away from something.
Oh,
you still get plus intelligence?
Oh, pretty cool. Is there something bigger?
Is it bigger than normal?
It's bigger than any stag you've ever seen, yes.
How many javelins did we take off the orcs?
I think they only had one
each. I didn't take any.
So. Right. Can I do like a...
I'm holding on.
I don't know.
I don't have a ranged weapon.
Is there a rider on it?
You have that?
Yes. Yes.
Is that an ability or a spell?
A spell, level one. I need...
I'm like...
A morsel of food, which for a stag, it's probably grass. Pick up some grass or something.
It allows him to convince a beast that he means it no harm. It chooses a beast you can see within range. It must see you and hear you. If the beast's intelligence is 4 or higher, the spell fails. Otherwise, the beast must succeed at a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for the spell's duration, which is 24 hours.
What is your saving throw?
13.
All right, it's safe. It's still running in your direction, and you hear other...
I'm going to cast Comprehend Languages.
Okay.
So for an hour, I understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that you hear. You also understand any written language that you see, but you must be touching the surface.
So literal meaning. So like all your baser belong to us.
Yeah.
Translations. Okay, cool.
But I mean, that coupled with my rudimentary knowledge of Elven, maybe I can piece it together a little bit better.
Okay, well, you hear something. I think it went that way, and then you hear... barely hear like light footsteps coming through the forest, and it sounds like some of them are actually running through the trees.
They're hunting something.
The stag runs to the top of the hill.
They're hunting that stag.
Out of the forest,
they have to be.
Appears a bunch of people, very odd looking, very tall, pointy ears.
They look kind of like fairies, but not.
Yes.
Kind of like the winged dude that
Except
never
shows
up.
They don't have any wings. Yes.
Oh man!
And they all have bows, and they're like, they stop.
Yeah, because they don't know.
And I'm like this. I'm like,
yeah, that's how they're looking at you too.
What the?
I'm getting a. You remember that thing I showed you in the book that happens when males get excited?
I can tell.
Yeah,
I can tell. It's not as impressive as I would have thought.
Let me take my robe off.
Still, It's all that furry stuff around.
They stop because they see you. The stag keeps going, so it's out of here. And the one that appears to be the leader steps forward and says, "What are you doing here?" You're the only one who can understand him.
What are we doing here? We're lost.
We're lost.
Yeah, we're travelers. We came to visit.
In broken.
We want
Elven.
Their keys.
You can write it. Right?
We're lost. Is that the right word? Lost.
Like, I can't understand you. I have to get...
I'll try it in Sylvan, because I know that's close to Elven. It's the language of Faze. So I'll try Sylvan.
Someone back at the village might be able to understand you. We can't understand you.
How about Draconic?
They can't understand us.
That might work.
The language of dragons.
Yeah.
Draconic?
You gotta remember, we made elves older
so
than
do you?
Yeah, elves are... Nobody's ever seen them.
If we have dragons existing around Elven times, but I don't know. My Draconic is probably about as good as your Elven.
Exactly.
As far as how consistent it is.
All right, so they lead you through the forest if you follow them.
But they're not being aggressive, right?
No, they put their bows away.
All right, cool. Then I'll put my javelin away.
I'm actually surprised they're not being aggressive. There's a tree, a spider thing, a weird tentacle head... A really hairy thing, and a really big crocodile.
I mean, you know, the only thing that could have made this weirder is if there was a winged elf running around with us.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
Thanks, Scott.
So they lead you to their village, and all of them come out.
Is it elven? Is it... Because I've studied it. Is it elven architecture?
Yes.
I'll try to keep talking to him on the way back.
I catch you.
Get some more
Bart,
things through.
Bart, it's going to be okay, Bart.
I'm picking up little elven artifacts and putting them in my... Do you know what these are? It's not even the monetary value.
Do you want them to kill us?
My life is complete, I'll try to convey that we're
sorry for interrupting your hunt.
He holds up his hands like, wait just one moment. I guess he can say that to you.
Yeah.
And he goes and gets...
Facebooking or tweeting? Huh? Facebooking or tweeting?
Who?
The person who said just...
He's got his phone out.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's
smile.
He's going to get someone out of one.
Advanced Elven technology.
He's going to get the person that knows comprehend languages.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Or tongues if he has someone higher level.
Yeah, tongues would be so much better right now.
So an older elf steps out, since you all know what they are now.
But I only got first level, so...
And says, my name is Darkaslin, and you can all understand him.
What?
How did you get here?
Good question.
We
were just pondering that on
so
the
apparently we topped the hill that we found the giant stag on. And in our realm
of
the
fellows are not so thrilled that you interrupted their hunt. But we'll talk about it later.
We are extremely sorry for that. Please tell them. Convey our apologies, please.
But the more concerning thing now is how you came to be here. You should not be able to be here.
Why not? Are we...
We're...
You brought us here. We were on the hill.
We stepped through...
Not to the village. Here.
We crested a hill that was ringed in mushrooms.
Yes,
just saying, they kind of brought this on themselves.
I don't.
And we ended up on the hill here.
With no mushrooms.
I'm sorry. Your entire race has been gone for eons.
You don't want to, you know, that may change the future.
What?
You got to watch that kind of stuff.
What?
What is the year of reckoning?
This guy in a blue box popped out and told me not to do any of that because spoilers.
Year of reckoning that we are currently in.
He's, we don't really keep track of that too much, but I think it's, he says whatever year it is, and he says the right year.
The current year?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone to a
weird
different planet.
Actually, but you're in the fairy realm.
Wait, we spent how long making a world? And now we're in a different one? That's wrong. This is wrong.
That's hilarious.
Hey, remember what we made as the last event on our history, though.
But come on.
They were coming back. So we're in the fae. Fey realm.
So we're another.
You should not have been able to pass through the gate. The gate has been sealed since before you were created.
We just crested the hill.
I'm still confused. Where are we now?
So basically,
these are those elf things that he's been going on about.
I think we're wherever the elves went.
I mean, I've heard that there are other planes of existence. I didn't hear about a fairy.
So apparently,
why has the she not told us about this?
Because the she do not know it exists.
They're busy playing with, you know, politics and.
Apparently, the entryway to this realm that the elves migrated to has been closed, and somehow we found a back door.
Oh yeah,
it's not my fault.
What?
Can you get us back?
What's wrong with going to the back door?
We can get you back, but we need to know how you came to be here.
We were looking...
Well, I started off when I was just a hatchling.
Scar.
I can't give you a lot of information, but we need you, once you get back to your world, to go to a place there and... How do I put this? See what's there! And come back and report. And
is this some kind of tomb you're sending us to that's really horrible?
No, it's not. It's above ground. It's totally... It's outside. It's nice.
There's nothing wrong with below ground.
Well, this particular place, we just need to know if everything there is okay.
We're already on a mission.
I'm not sure if these guys are okay.
But why can you not give us more information?
Top secret.
Because we don't know who you are. We don't...
I'm Skarsta.
Yes,
exactly.
Your name, yes, you told us your name. That's.
I'm Lady Afni Byron. This is Bartholomew and Deidre. And
we just can't.
Tree.
We just we just can't give too much information now. But if you do this, go to this place. When you come back and report, we'll tell you where you can find things that we hid in your world that I understand you might be interested in.
How do we come back? Well, same hill?
We can allow you to come back.
We were kind of busy doing something else. No offense.
I'm sure what you guys have is really important. But they are going to give us some doodads and some whatnots that they have.
We haven't seen your person, Hubert, but we'll send parties out looking for him.
We would greatly appreciate that.
Yes, because
that.
If we could come through, maybe he could as well.
Wait a second, so you guys are still around?
From what I'm gathering, they never left. They just went to a different plane.
Oh, sure.
And I'm just going to kind of wander off and look at some of the tapestry and the art. And
Bart, don't make them angry.
I would never dream of making them angry.
Also, don't wander too far.
Do you understand how many lifetimes devoted to this?
This does not feel right, though. I mean, this makes me want to shed my skin. I mean, this is just weird.
You and your terminal...
No, not terminology. I actually do that every so often.
You do that, too. That's so gross.
What? Shed my skin?
Carapace.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a special power I have in the middle of a combat. I can just, you know, vanish from one place to another, and there's just my skin sitting there in a shell.
Like a cicada.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't have no power.
Just ew.
Or do I?
Just ew.
So, tonight, allow us to feed you a great feast, and we'll send parties out to see if we can determine where your friend might be in the meantime.
So we do this for you, you find Hubert, and then you
here.
Also throw some valuable stuff to
I
us.
I still don't know if Hubert actually came here, though.
Doesn't matter.
Well, they're saying
the ability to maybe acquire elven artifacts.
You're right.
It is a risk that anyone should take.
Do you have anything that can help find keys to a lost treasure?
No, or not keys, no.
You'll have to excuse him. He's a little mean.
Why excuse me? I have things that I'm trying to accomplish.
Alright, we're gonna stop again. So
take a break. Here, you want
a break?
You want an actual
as you were
man.
Saying
say it helps.
Like you never
leave.
Nope. Seagulls. Came right back, same thing.
Poke your knees.
We had a completely different conversation, which was hilarious.
No! I thought you were gonna tip the chair.
Alright, we're back.
Yay!
Talking to the elves.
Since I forgot all about this, all right. Can I contact Val in any way while I'm in this plane?
Well, you got a phone?
No, but she talked to me and...
No, you can't talk to her. No.
No, she just like violently pokes you in the brain every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a little brain poking. That's
Have
hot.
I felt it?
That's hot.
Since I've been there?
No.
See, poking you in the brain. Seagulls poke you in the coconut.
So after your feast,
before the feast, I would love to explore a little bit and maybe find the.
You
want
to learn some recipes?
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, can I go hang out with your cooks?
Sure, I can teach you some elven recipes. You can check out the library. They are going to pat you down before you leave and steal anything.
They have any like? They have any like pools or anything here?
Well, yes. That's not a book.
That's not a book. That's not a scroll case.
Anything I can swim in?
Of course.
All right, cool.
They love water.
What cool. about women?
No, pools. You know, swimming.
Oh! You
swimming.
Said, you said swimming. I heard women.
You got any women?
Hey, where the white women at?
Where the elven women at?
Where the elven women at?
Is there anything in the library that I can read?
No, not unless you can read ancient Elven.
Can't cast on somebody else, sorry. Or can I?
But they look really cool.
So let me see.
And there is a librarian there who you could talk to.
Oh, I'd have so many
Are
questions.
Are you sure? Because there's
you
only
probably
like
don't
one
go
person
through.
We've been able to talk to.
We don't want to go through that.
Yeah, no, that's self only.
Yeah. I am still going to try to do what I told you, though.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. I'm just going to continue talking with the guy I can actually talk with. What's his name?
Darkassus.
Darkassus. I'm going to write that down. Cassus.
My character.
Do you
I'm
have
not
a
writing
spelling of that?
Because my character is. Purposely yes. not paying attention to this stuff. The details. It doesn't matter.
So, namely, I'm trying to get a better feel for the elven language, but I'm also trying to
mine him for information.
And he's obviously not wanting to give you too much information.
Yeah.
So he's being kind of elusive about your
He questions. Doesn't want to tell us. Why worry about it? Let's just move on. Let's
You're
enjoy
swimming.
The pool.
You're swimming.
Come on in. Come on in. The pool's fine.
You're not never going to have the pool.
Have you ever smelled wet spider?
No, I haven't.
No, I don't sniff wet spiders.
While you're at the pool, a beautiful woman comes to the pool. She has smooth, pale skin, green hair, and yellow eyes. Hmm? She appears to be singing, but only the whispering of the wind through the trees is audible. A shimmering birch tree keeps rhythm with her, and she slips into the water and starts coming toward you.
All right, cool. I mean, I'm...
This is how humans do it.
I'm not there. I'm not there.
Are you one of the visitors I've heard about?
Yes, I'm not from around here.
did just give it away?
Okay, I mean, sure. So, of course, you probably knew that because you know I'm not an elf.
Wisdom say with a DC of 15.
You know I'm not an elf.
Oh Lord.
I no.
All right, you're in love.
I am in love. I mean, look at her.
She says, "My name is Silva. I would like
to not Silver, Silva.
I would like for you to stay here with me for a while."
That sounds great. I would love to. The water is awesome.
Okay, he's gone for a while, so you guys are going to have to live without him for a little while. He's getting it on with this dryad.
She's not really dry. She's in the pool with me.
So you guys
my
are
character
like
wouldn't have an issue
doing
with
doing all your stuff, and after a couple hours, you probably would notice that the lizard guy has not been around for a while.
She does understand that it doesn't work the same way for them, right?
I don't think
dryads care.
whatever it needs, I'm sure the dryad can make it happen.
Yeah.
So
dinner.
Okay.
So we can actually communicate with these people now.
Only the ones who have the spell on them. So mainly just the Darkassus.
Yeah, Darkassus.
Anybody he puts a spell on. Is there anybody you need to talk to?
Well, someone said, hey, you want to come learn some recipes, so
you just have to watch them. And see.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say I expend both my first level spells, because I'm going to talk to Darkassus as much as I can and understand everything.
Me and the librarian are like,
y'all like drawing pictures of each other.
I
borrow some of your paper.
And he's like, oh! And I'm like, I still can't read it.
I borrow some of your paper. I'm like.
So after you finish with dinner.
So is anyone looking at us weird or trying to touch us? I'm just.
Does Scar not show up for dinner?
No, he does not.
That's a problem.
Somebody else think that's weird.
Yes.
He eats everything. I saw him eat a table one time because I said he couldn't.
So the scouts...
You were wrong.
The scouts return after dinner and say that your friend appears to be with the queen.
Oh.
Is that a bad...
I'm sorry?
The fairy queen.
Wait. Does she know who he is?
He's in a better place.
We don't really
another 5 minutes, she'll send them back.
We don't really deal with him directly.
You want some dice?
I mean, they won't harm him.
Nice. My character would.
Wait,
my character would have no problem with this.
I like this.
Okay, so the.
I'm free.
Honestly, my character, if he made the save, wouldn't mind this.
Are here, and the fairy queens can come here as well.
Apparently.
Okay.
So they've been keeping
which
a big fat secret.
Which fairy queen?
I know nothing about the fairy queen.
This one's name is Sistambula.
Excuse
we
me?
Don't know that one.
You're making
up
stuff.
I don't
up,
know
stuff.
Any of them. Was a fairy queen. I
you don't
know.
Either. I know there's...
I'm a fairy queen every other Friday night at the club.
Familiar?
No.
Nothing I've learned from the fae.
Different fairy queen.
Well, it's a fairy queen, not a she queen.
Yes.
As opposed to a he queen.
No, that's a king. Or the she king. There is a she king.
I
play head hurts. I don't guess you got any dwarven ale, huh?
We do not, unfortunately.
I'll have water.
So, why did y'all come here?
We have elven wine that's been aged for 2,000 years.
Unfortunately, that is one of the questions that we're not prepared to answer right now. But as we become more familiar with you, we might answer that in the future.
So, let me...
All throughout dinner, I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome.
So, I would it be correct to say that when we go back, we're not allowed to talk about you two?
That would be preferable.
I also shared
what
some of my...
Notes?
Would anybody believe us anyways?
What no. happens in
what,
Vegas?
Why are you
Vegas
a tattletale?
Oh, I have obvious notes as well.
Yeah, it's not like I've been sneaking.
You suck, Mape. I mean, that's teacher, you forgot to give his homework. Were you that kid in class? Honestly.
Andy's the same one who kept the information to himself that he found out.
He's also the same one who totally abandoned Deirdre when the villager's getting run over.
Well, to be fair, I
just
abandoned you all
because, you know.
He's such a caring tree.
I was warning more people.
I still don't like him because of the house.
I don't like him now because he tried to rat me out about my notes.
You know what? The joke's on the fairy queen. I would have swam with her without her using a spell.
She's not the fairy queen. She's a dryad.
Or the dryad, yeah.
Oh, so he's not with the fairy queen.
He's with the dryad.
Herbert is with the fairy queen. What'd I tell you?
Oh.
What'd I tell you? I told you from the beginning he was hooking up with somebody else.
Y'all didn't get that?
No. I thought they were
I thought it was somebody else.
No.
Because I literally just asked about him.
No.
Yeah, that
was my assumption, too, is that our friend... They said our friend Herbert's not my friend.
No. Well, you came here looking for him, so they assumed...
No. That's important.
It's a contract.
So, where is Scar?
Who is Scar the lizard?
Yeah. He went swimming.
Where is he?
He might be with the dryad then if he went swimming.
Oh, is he alright and fine?
No, he could be alright. Might be a little dehydrated.
He's certainly enjoying himself, put it that way.
Okay.
I'll go get him.
He'll make an ass of himself eventually. We'll just wait here.
He'll be back.
I totally shared some of my soup recipes with them too, if they want.
Sure. Love new recipes.
All right, so you said that you didn't have much contact with the fairy queen.
Huh.
Is that what you said?
Yes. I mean, we're not enemies, but they stay there. We stay here. It's kind of...
That's what a crocodile penis looks like. Herbert would be there?
Not really. Fairies are pretty fun to be around.
How did Hubert get here anyway?
Probably
the same way we did.
Why was I so concerned that people could just walk in here now?
I
probably should put a guard there.
Do you think it could possibly be the Fae that opened the portal then?
The who? No, they would... They have their own ways of getting here.
I have to ask, though. Herbert's not in trouble, correct?
He's not in danger, is he? He may not want to leave.
Well, that's his choice. We were just told to find
him. Can you send a message?
I don't
want to
see a crocodile penis.
I'm not showing you the actual picture.
I'm good. I don't want to see a crocodile penis.
No, I'm not showing that picture.
Okay.
Don't Google it.
He already did.
It's not a...
I still don't want to see it. It's an innie that becomes an outie.
So you want to send a message to Herbert, and what do you want to tell him?
I just ask him no. I mean, honestly, I don't know how this works.
Wants to be free.
If you
want to
see something disturbing, turtles.
Okay.
I have to know that. Just.
All right, so it's going to take a while for the message to get there and back.
They're prehensile.
That's fine.
So what is it? What is it?
Attempt to make another saving throw.
Excessively long.
To not be.
No, I'm good.
We'll attempt to find out your information.
Well, I mean, my character doesn't really have any issue with this.
Does he know he's under the influence of a spell?
He probably doesn't care. I mean, really, it
depends on the spell.
This is your brain.
This is your brain on dryad.
No different from me.
So what is it you need us to do?
I need you to go to this area on the southern end of the western continent. And I'll give you specific directions on how to get there.
Isn't that where the terrestrials?
Allegedly, yes, that's where
there are no terrestrials.
There's a lot of things over there.
Trask was just a
and
mistake.
They give you specific directions to this pass between the mountains. And there you will see a hinge. Are you familiar with hinge?
Like stones?
Yes.
Yes.
Like to a door?
No, stones stood up in a circle.
Check it. And see what see if anything looks unusual about it.
What's it supposed to look like?
It's supposed to look like stone.
Well, some of the hinges we see are upright, some are knocked over, some are partial.
These should all be upright.
Stones across the top, just...
No stones across the top. They kind of... There's 12 around, and they curve inward.
Do you have a picture?
Sure, we have a picture, yes. They can show you a picture of what it looks like, so you know if it's right or not.
Here's a Polaroid. Here's us when we were going in, you know, full moon party. That was a blast.
I can text you a pic.
Do you have Wi-Fi? Because I really don't want to use up all my data.
Bart, I helped him make some soup.
Smells weird.
Different ingredients, but it's still probably good.
I still made
Did
it.
Did you make it? Okay, it'll be good. I eat her soup.
Sounds like a bad euphemism.
Yeah.
She wishes it was.
Better than pie.
Well, I can totally make you pie, Bart.
Not as good as your soup.
Yeah. All right, so well, spend the night. He's not wanting to leave the dryad, so he's not coming back. And in the morning...
Well, if someone says, hey, we gotta go.
Well, yeah, we're gonna...
We would come and find you before we went to bed.
Isaiah, the thing is, can we come find you?
I would have.
Hey, ho, ho, ho! Put that away. Good lord!
I would have brought him some kind of food.
Are you gonna go out looking for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you will find him swimming with Silva.
Still.
Hey, Bart! You didn't come to eat.
What? Doesn't she get?
Oh, not Bart. Hey, Scar.
Yeah.
You didn't come to eat. I brought you some food.
Is she hungry?
No, she's fine. Yes, I have food.
Okay. I'll go swim over and grab it. You've got to meet this girl. Oh my god, she's amazing.
She's
not a lizard.
She does not appear thrilled that you're there. She's kind of staying away and kind of glaring at you.
She's not a lizard, but she's amazing. Well, I haven't had this fun in a long time.
Well, that's good, Bart.
No, I'm Scar.
Sorry!
We are so entertained. We both look alike.
Yeah.
And she has Bart on the brain.
One's 7 feet tall.
And I'm like 4'8".
Whatever. And
3 foot on me. Yeah. I might have about the same weight. Yeah, but
That's nice, Scar. We found out where Herbert was. He's apparently with the Fae Queen or something.
Oh, good for him. That wife of his kind of sucked.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the Fae Queen does, too.
Oh. Probably better.
Thank you. We're here all week.
Too easy.
Get up after dinner and say, like, it was nice meeting you, and I leave.
See ya. Thank you for the food. I'll scarf down the food.
Were you not going there to tell him that we're leaving?
Get back to the dryad.
Yeah. Oh, I went there last night to give him food.
Yeah. We're leaving the next...
They're kicking us out tomorrow morning, by the way.
Oh, okay, well... We can be done by then. I mean, you know... Gotta rest eventually. Yeah, I only have a +5 modifier, so that's gonna, you know, limit me at some point. My constitution.
Damn. Anyway... Yeah. Okay, so in the morning, the messenger returns, and he says, the only thing he said was, he just got there.
All right.
How far is it?
It's about 3 hours walk through the jungle.
I'm not going to go mess with a fairy queen.
Did you see that stag that came across the hill? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what else is bigger in there? I would show you, but you told me about my notes.
That's fine.
Well, Darcassus, it's up to you. I mean, if you want the human out of here, then...
I will leave it up to Sister Bula to deal with him if she wants to keep him there. Doesn't really concern me. She has ways in and out of your world.
There we go, then.
Lovey.
Well, our job was to find him, right?
You will need to take your lizard friend with you, however. He might not want to leave.
We'll we told him we were leaving.
We have to take him.
Well, you already got glared out by the lady in the water, so...
I'll go.
Yeah, I have to stay.
Scar!
Oh,
let's go.
Damn it.
He leaves.
Fine, I'll give her, like, you know, some farewell. You know, parting is such a sweet... something, I don't know. I gotta go.
Maybe we should just shake.
Not more than twice.
Well, after they've done last night, shaking is the least of it.
I mean, they had to shake the water off. That's about it.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
So they escort you back to the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You pass through the fairy ring, back into the mortal realm, and descend the mushroom ring hill. As you reach the bottom, you hear a faint, familiar voice behind. Wait, help, don't leave me. A bruised and ragged man stumbles down the hill, and you recognize him as Worthen.
Worthen?
Who?
Hubert.
Yeah,
I used the name in here, so the name I was going to be using. Hubert.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'm going to cast my last Cure Wounds.
It's a new day.
Word on him.
We don't know if he saw any elves. We didn't see any elves. Keep that to ourselves.
I just saw
where you been, Hubert?
With the fairy queen.
No, you haven't. We found you on top of the hill, knocked out. I think you... I'm trying to use persuasion at this point. I think you ate some mushrooms up there, and you were rambling on and on. That's deception, I guess,
yeah,
more than that.
I was going to back you up on that, too.
I'll go ahead and cast guidance. Can you cast guidance on yourself?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I use a minor image to, like, just throw an eaten mushroom out there. Just to help it up.
That's a pretty believable story, so just a 10.
Well, that's a 15 right there.
Like, wow, that was a heck of a trip, man. Don't eat those mushrooms.
Yeah, Deidre tried to tell you that, but you fired me, so...
Really?
You got me kicked out of the guild.
You got a flashy thing, and that's the best story you can come up with?
Since you came all this way out to save me, I'll see if I can get you reinstated.
I'll believe that shit when it happens.
How
really would have bust you in the head.
Come on.
Leave you out here to die.
What do you mean? Wait, you'll see if you can get him reinstated? How about... I put my arm on his shoulder with a, you know, claw, just digging a little bit into his skin. How about you make sure he gets reinstated?
I don't control the guild, but I'll do what I can.
Hubert, why did you fear from the highway? Why did you not go directly to Langdale?
I don't remember.
Was it a dryad? Because the dryads are awesome.
I don't remember any of that.
You should not have eaten the mushrooms either, Scar.
Right. You're right. You're right.
I just remember going along.
I mean, she was no dragon.
And then
but
the fairy queen. And
yeah, it is mushrooms. You ate mushrooms.
Where's my ale?
Oh, the thing about that is when you ate the mushroom, you passed out this big giant raven that killed your ox.
Yeah,
I don't know where your cart is.
Your shipment is gone.
Oh, no. Galena's going to kill me.
Probably.
Probably. <Yeah. laughs> If I was a betting man, I would...
Can we just tell her I was with a whore?
I don't know if the fairy queen...
Sure, we can tell her
that. I mean,
that.
You know,
right.
We came across some orcs, so they could have mugged you.
That's good. Yes, that's good.
Can I hit him with the stick so it looks believable?
Yeah, sure.
I just healed him up.
I can't hit him.
Come on. Get angry.
For this lie to work, you are going to have to look roughed up.
Well, he did look roughed up for some reason when he was coming down the hill. He must have had a rough time with the fairy queen.
Rareback, look at him. Oh,
Bart, you were so close. Oh, you almost.
Our horses are gone.
He was close.
Got a long walk back.
I am petting your head.
Our horses
I need
gone?
Soup.
Where were your horses?
I don't know.
Didn't they follow us?
I don't know. Did they go through with us?
No. Well,
you know why they
the
wouldn't.
I don't know what everybody else did.
Yeah.
I think they're at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
I didn't bring the horses.
Yeah, I guess
they may not
the
be there
the
now.
Well,
you mean
see.
The elephants?
Not all of them are elephants.
They're gone.
Yeah. Way to go, Hubert.
Maybe we can find one of the... Oh, wait, the oxen aren't going to be any good now.
There was only that one.
Yeah, there's not that one anymore.
We'll start the trip back.
Yep.
All right. Somebody get a six and roll for encounter. You got to pick a number.
Oh, sorry. One.
No encounters. So you get back, and you're second level. That's...
Whoop.
Yay!
Yay!
Phenomenal cosmic power!
And we'll stop this recording here.
While everyone levels.